This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does, and it works with a lethal tip. Check them out, froglube.com. Where's my Christmas spots at? Where are they? There's one right there. Probably been hearing this.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
Joining me by way of Bigfoot Gun Belts and Alien Gear Holsters is the editor, one of the editors, the best writer out there, Sam Huber. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I like those spots. I tried to get Mo to tell me who does them. She couldn't tell me. Trade secret or something, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, right now, the new thing that everybody is talking about is everybody wants to see national reciprocity. Except,
yes, indeed.
In a lot of ways, though, I mean, like in my state, I think my permit is recognized by 35 states. I almost have national reciprocity. And you just wrote a reciprocity guide to the new handgun owner or total novice. Let's talk about why knowing where you have that reciprocal agreement is important, shall we?
Absolutely.
A lot of times people get on the road and start traveling. What is it that they fail to look at if they're going to carry their gun? I know you know the answer to that one.
Well, often enough, they fail to look at what other states honor their handgun permit. And granted, in some parts of the country, you're pretty safe. You know, for instance, the upper Midwest, for the most part, you know, you're going to be okay there. But in some other parts of the country, not so much, especially not in New England. And here out on the West Coast, it's also a little bit dodgy because a few states out here are not really too amenable to concealed carry. California, for instance, you know, that we don't need to go into it. And then also the state of Oregon is, it's fine if you're a resident, they're okay. They don't reciprocate or recognize anybody else's, you know, any other state's handgun permit. So that's the big thing. If you're going on any sort of lengthy road trip, you need to be aware of what states reciprocate with or recognize your handgun permit. Otherwise, you can get yourself in really big trouble. There are, and I can't tell you how many, get on the internet, do a search, I can't tell you how many people get in trouble for, you know, really innocent, you know, what would be innocent mistakes. Like, you know, there was a famous case of one gentleman, I forget his name, but he had a shotgun in his truck, which I believe the guy in question was from like North Carolina or somewhere around there, but somewhere a bit further down south. And he had a shotgun in his truck, which, you know, not even loaded or anything, which not really a big a deal, not really a big deal in most states. However, he went up to New Jersey to do, do a bit of work.
Was this the cable contractor, the cable TV contractor?
Something like that, yeah. I believe that was it. And then he was looking, and last time I read into any of this, he was looking at a substantial jail sentence. And there have been other instances as well. You know, it's unfortunately this isn't too unheard of. So if you're going on any sort of road trip and you carry, you need to be aware of what states your handgun permit is going to be valid in. Additionally, you also need to be aware of what the carry policies are, because some states will allow you to have your, you know, with a permit, they'll allow you to have a loaded gun on. Other states won't. Some states, if you're going to have a loaded gun in the car, it has to be in a, it can't be concealed. It has to be easily visible. Other states, they don't care if you hide a loaded gun in the car. Even if you, there are a few states where if you have a loaded gun in the car, or a loaded handgun in the car anyway, you don't even need to have a permit. But that said, those are things you really need to be aware of in case you're going to be traveling either for pleasure or for.
What happens if I was coming around there and hanging out with you guys and accidentally fell into Oregon? What are the penalties for me having a gun going into Oregon? Because I've never heard any of the horror stories about Oregon.
Oh, it would depend. As with so much in law enforcement, it may depend on exactly who you run into, what officers you run into. But the penalty could be, the penalty could actually be pretty stiff. Usually firearms offenses like that, carrying an illegally concealed weapon, that can easily become a felony, and you can be looking at, you can easily be looking at a couple of years, even if it's an innocent mistake.
But nothing like it is in New Jersey, though, huh?
No, they're a little bit harsh. New Jersey is one of the. New Jersey is one of the harsher gun control states. I mean, they're famous for having a Republican governor, but as we've seen time and time again, just because party affiliation doesn't necessarily guarantee being the greatest friend of the gun rights lobby. Not to say that Chris Christie isn't, but you get what I mean. And, New Jersey is really harsh.
There are numerous, I've got an app on my phone that tells me where my permit is good. And there's numerous ways to keep up with who you have reciprocal agreements with. But a lot of people don't do that, do they?
Some people do, some people don't. If you're really new to this, to concealed carrying and so on, it could be something that you might easily overlook. And the reality is that a lot of the educational materials that you can easily find online, like you go to Alien Gear, there's the Alien Gear blog or Bigfoot Gun Belts blog. We put a lot of stuff on there, for good reason, so people can learn about these things.
Right.
But it's not necessarily made instantly available to everybody when they when they first get their permit. It's something they either find out on their own, or unfortunately some people may wind up finding out the hard way by doing something with by accidentally doing something illegal if they had no idea was prohibited.
Right.
And granted, I hope I can do my part to keep that from happening, but it can happen.
I'm going to put the link to this article in the show notes for this hour, and that will be out there. But my guest this hour is Sam Huber. When we get back, we're going to talk about knowing when to shoot someone in self-defense. That is a very important part of concealed carry if you have to draw your weapon. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Duck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. And I mean, it works in a way you need to coat that metal with Frog Lube. Check them out at froglube.com. Joining me again from the perch where he writes all the good stuff at Alien Gear Holsters blog is Sam Huber. Sam, now you wrote an article the other day. Now a lot of people, I'm sure a lot of new concealed carriers that would probably be looking at that reciprocity listing that you put up would be very concerned about the possibility of actually having to pull that weapon and shoot somebody. And let's talk about that.
Right. So the thing is, under most self-defense laws, now they vary a little bit from state to state, but there are some, you know, there are a lot of general, or there are a lot of things in common with every state's law. So in the most general sense, you are really only justified in shooting if you are facing an imminent threat of loss of life or of crippling injury, and you have no other choice but to shoot.
Right.
That's generally it. There are a few variations on the theme. There are, depending on this, it depends on your state's laws. So, if you start concealed carrying, make sure you check out your state's laws. Know those. You really have to. But, there can be some variations on a theme. You may have a duty to retreat. You may not. You may be able to use force to intercede in the commission of a felony. Like, for instance, if you're in a bank and somebody starts to rob the place, you may be able to pull your gun and shoot in that instance. You might not. Depends on your state law. But essentially, you have to be facing an active and imminent threat. And the person posing the threat, the most commonly used terminology is ability, opportunity, and jeopardy. The person posing the threat has to have the ability to kill you or severely injure you. They have to have the opportunity. In other words, they need to be able to do it. Like, for instance, say you have a hypothetical man with a gun. Now, if hypothetical other man with a gun has his gun holstered and is a couple hundred yards away, he's not really going to have the opportunity to do you harm. However, if a hypothetical person with a gun has it out and is, say, 20 feet away, that's opportunity. And lastly is jeopardy, which is, kind of goes along with the other two, but more or less they have to be actively engaged in the act or the beginnings of the act of killing or injuring you. Those are the most, those are the most common criteria. So, in short, you have to be facing a very real and incipient threat to your life or a serious injury to yourself or to another person if you happen to be defending, a loved one or a person on the street.
Well, let me ask you a few questions, which I sort of know the answer to already, but I want to get your take on them. I have had open heart surgery. I have a divot on my chest, which is now what used to be a solid breastbone, is scar tissue. If I am involved in a hand-to-hand fight and I get punched in the chest, there's a chance my chest comes apart. If my chest comes apart, the left side is going to lacerate my heart as it goes by because it's going to spring open like it's on a, like a hinge. And I'm going to be in duress. And just a regular fist fight for me all of a sudden becomes a disparity of force situation. So where does that fall for me?
That would be pretty tricky. And yeah. I would get... I would, first off, I would definitely get some advice from, I would talk, maybe talk to a lawyer or a police officer if you have the opportunity to get a legal professional's take on it.
Right.
I'm not a lawyer or a cop, so, take this with that grain of salt. That being said, since there is that disparity of force, that would mean that a person that is initiating a fist fight with you, if you aren't an aggressor in any way, shape, or form, you haven't picked the fight, you haven't tried, you've tried to get out of fighting this person, you have made it clear, I don't want anything to do with this, leave me alone, and they're continuing to, pursue the matter, you may very well have justification then, because, whether a person has justification or not is something that's established after the fact.
Yeah.
But
that's really the conundrum, isn't it, about when and under what circumstances. There's rules, there's the law about bodily harm, injury, death, and then there's the, and you wrote an excellent article, by the way, that says you do not have any sort of compelling law that forces you to shoot to save somebody else. I did that as part of a show not very recently. So really, truly, it all comes down to training and what you know and all the familiarity, doesn't it? I mean, somebody's going to carry a gun once they get the alien gear holstered gun and everything else. They need to start training, but they got to look at the law, don't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The amount of legal trouble you can get into when it comes to doing anything with a gun can be pretty substantial. If you shoot a person in an unjustified manner, you can go to prison for murder. In fact, people have. For instance, look up the case of Marcus Karma, who was a homeowner in Missoula, Montana.
I tell you what, let's get into that. We'll get into that case. We're coming up on the break. I want you to tell that case because I know that one. I'm familiar with that one. That is a very good example. Alien Gear Holsters, you can find Sam's work at aliengearholsters.com blog. We'll be right back to talk more concealed carry. This is Lock and Load.
Gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Live from the Second Call Defense studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. And for those of you out there with the holiday feelings,
looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at aliengearholsters.com.
Joining me again from Alien Gear Holsters is Sam Huber. You were getting ready to tell us about a case. Please go ahead.
Oh, yeah, the Marcus Parma case. So this occurred a couple years ago in Missoula, Montana. So actually not too far away from where I'm at. So it's a gentleman named Marcus Parma. His house had been broken into a couple times, and he got fed up with it. And so he installed some security equipment, but then he took to actually sitting in his kitchen with a loaded shotgun at night, just waiting for someone to break in. And at one point, he left his garage open, apparently intentionally. And a very young guy, exchange student from Germany, walked into the garage. Motion detector tripped, and he shot him four times, more or less point blank range with a shotgun. Even after, and in fact, the last shot was delivered after he was already down. Now, of course, he claimed self defense, that, you know, he thought he was, you know, doing the best thing for himself and his family. The court did not see it that way. Instead, what seemed apparent was that he was not actually looking to defend himself. That was, he basically baited for an intruder and then shot it. So he practically went hunting for people.
Right.
And as a result, he was sentenced to, I believe he was actually given life, like 30 or 40 years to life.
Right.
And he's now serving a sentence. So the lesson there between regular self-defense and that incident is that it would appear that he sought out to have an intruder. It's not that somebody broke into the house while he and the wife and kids were at home, and then, you know, and shot them when they appeared to be a threat. He waited for somebody to, you know, walk into an open garage and then shot them four times, you know, close up with a shotgun. That's pretty vindictive, and that's not really an instance of what would be justifiable self-defense. And as a result, he's serving time. So, getting back to the initial topic of, you know, when you can shoot, that would not be an instance of where you can shoot, largely because all of the components that need to be in place for a self-defense shooting to be justifiable under law, none of them were there. And yeah, somebody broke in, okay, or somebody gained access to the dwelling, you know, without permission. Okay, yeah, that's true. But they weren't really posing anybody a threat, and it's not like he had even a chance to retreat. Just opened fire. That's really not the way it works. It's not the case that, it is not the case that you can shoot if you feel affronted or anything else. You have to be posed an immediate and real threat.
True. And it can't be, it can't all kick off. I mean, that case you're referencing is a very good case to think about, because that was more of an ambush, wasn't it? It wasn't really a self-defense incident.
Precisely.
He would have been asleep, woken rudely.
Yeah.
Then you got to let the sand on. But when you're laying in wait, that's not good, is it? That didn't look good. That didn't look good at all.
No.
And
it really doesn't.
He probably got what he deserved. I mean, that's not something you can be doing. It's not something you can be doing. So.
Yeah, and it goes, you know, and it can go further than that. Like, for instance, there was another recent case I read about, I wrote about it recently. It was a case from, I believe it was Ohio. This gentleman had two people came into his house, started an argument or a fist fight or something like that. He pulled a gun and they fled. Well, he pursued outside his house and then shot and killed, or I don't know if they actually, I don't remember if one of them died, but he actually shot one of the two men that were fleeing. Actually, if I remember correctly, I believe the guy did die. And he went up on trial and was convicted and has been, and was sentenced to, I believe he got manslaughter for it. And the reason why was, he didn't shoot somebody who was trying to come in and rob him in his house. He successfully chased them away by drawing the gun, but then he gave chase and shot one. Clearly, at that point, there was no more threat. That was vindictive. So that's the that's something that some people don't really get the idea of, is that, yes, there's such a thing as a castle doctrine, and yes, there's such a thing as stand your ground, and yeah, you can legally conceal carry, but that doesn't mean that what that gives you is the impetus to defend yourself against a serious threat if you need to. However, that does not give you the right to act as judge, jury, and executioner.
And 95% of the time, what happens, I mean, I've drawn a gun twice in self-defense, and they ran. And yeah. I holstered it just as fast as I had drawn it, because now, in South Carolina, when they turn tail and run, you're skating the line between a felony and self-defense. So, yeah.
Correct. Yeah, so. And that would, and that would mostly apply. That would mostly apply just about everywhere.
Right.
There are instances where someone has shot a fleeing robber and didn't face charges. For instance, there was a case earlier this year in Florida. Again, I forget the names involved, but I remember most of the particulars. A lady was alerted to a security alarm from her home security system.
Hang on to that point. We're about to go into the last break on the hour. We'll finish that up, and when we get back, I want to talk about your good article at Bigfoot Gun Belts about risk management, concealed carry and risk management.
Absolutely.
Be prepared for that when we get back. My guest this hour is Sam Huber of Alien Gear Holster Blog. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Olson, Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Following is an incredible life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yeah, it does. Check them out. Frogloop.com. My guest this hour from Alien Gear Holsters and Bigfoot Gun Belts is Sam Hooper, writer extraordinaire, editor at large, all that other good stuff, all that writing. So plus he has to carry guns. Hey, did you ever, been a couple of weeks, any closer to the next
carry? It's gonna have to wait a while. You know?
Well,
unfortunately,
nothing wrong with carrying
it's
that.
On the horizon.
Nothing wrong with carrying that 1911. Nothing at all.
Oh no, not at all.
Please pick it up where you were talking about, please, before I had to crudely interrupt you, and then we're going to move on to carry and risk management if we have the time to do that.
Oh, that's quite all right. So anyway, the case in question was in Florida. So the homeowner had a home security system which was tripped when a young man broke into her home. You know, in petty robbery, petty burglary, that sort of thing. Anyway, she also had her concealed carry license. So she raced home after either calling authorities or, the authorities were notified. So she raced home. When she arrived, the burglar was fleeing the premises. As soon as she got home, he bolted, made for the back door, and she shot him. And he died. And it actually got quite a bit of national media attention. It kind of, I wish I actually remembered the names involved, but part of what got a lot of attention was an interview with some of his just family members got a certain amount of play. I believe somebody mentioned something how else is he supposed to get his money other than burglarizing people?
I remember that one now. Now I remember that one. Yes, sir.
Yeah. But be all that as may be, the homeowner in question didn't end up facing any charges as a result of it, even though she shot a fleeing burglar in the back. she ended up not facing charges. And there have been another, and there have been a number of other instances that were just like it. So, so the point here really is that we know what the general rules are of when you can shoot and when you can't. You have to be facing an incipient and real threat. But the fact is that there's a difference between what the law says and how the legal system is going to interpret it. So there's a huge amount of gray area there, and a lot of it comes down to, you know, unfortunately, a lot of it comes down to where you are, because the local police and prosecuting attorneys may, you know, may be disposed to not bring charges in a case like that. They may be disposed to throw the book at you with extreme prejudice.
Right, right.
So unfortunately, there's a lot of gray area there, and enforcement of the law and so on is not necessarily as consistent as, you know, maybe it should be in some instances. But it's, you know, it's all very complicated.
Now, when you're looking at some of these cases, and I never have really looked at them, but I'm just wondering about it, how often is it where you will have, like in Texas, I know in Texas for a while there, they were quite exuberant about going after the open carriers, even though they knew it was legal for them to open carry, and then that opened the door to all kinds of legal interpretation as to what was the way to carry menacingly, because they had to carry a rifle. I mean, when you're looking at that, when you're looking at those kind of things, does it, when you're looking at the individual case where they either throw the book at somebody or just in the case, like this case you're talking about, where they sort of just said, okay, self-defense, kind of, does it sort of seem to matter about the shall issue, may issue, that kind of thing, how prevalent it is, what part of big city versus small city, that kind of thing?
I've never actually looked at it that way. That's really an interesting point. Now I'm going to want to go home and look that all up.
See, there's another article for the Huber blogs.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that. That is actually a really interesting question. I wish I had more of an answer for you. One thing I do know about the May issue states, believe it or not, those same self defense laws are on the books in most of the May issue states. You know, so a lot of what would be legally justified, you know, what would be considered a legally justified shooting in a shall issue state, often enough is going to be a legally justified shooting in a may issue state, provided they have the similar laws in the book. But, you know, again, a lot of it comes down to, you know, a lot of it really does come down to, you know, the local district attorney or, you know, assistant district attorney and also local police. You know, that's going to determine much more the outcome after a shooting than almost anything else.
We got a few minutes left. Let's see. What do we got? We got 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Let's see what we can do with this. You make the point that carrying a gun concealed is sort of a method of risk management, but it's not. It goes sort of hand in hand with other things that you have to do along the way to manage that risk, doesn't it?
Carrying a gun is a form of insurance, okay? Because the reason why we carry most often is a gun is something that it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it, just like insurance.
Right.
If I didn't have to or if it wasn't a good idea, I probably wouldn't buy car insurance, you know, and so on and so forth. Well, risk management, you know, so, in other words, it's a form of risk management. So, it's in case of a risk, you know, the risk of a person who poses you a, you know, poses you legal danger. There are other things that can, there are a lot of other things, a lot of other risk management techniques and, or, you know, risk management strategies that you can employ that can reduce the risk that you'll ever be involved in something like a defensive shooting. You know, for instance, avoiding high-risk areas, that's a good thing. Having a home security system or leaving your lights on at night, those are all things. simply being vigilant. That's another good thing. You know, we could go on about, you know, Jeff Cooper and all the different, you know, all the different conditions, but it's a good idea to remain in condition yellow. You know, relaxed, but alert. The more alert you are to your immediate environment, the much better you're going to be prepared to actually deal with something if it comes along. And so applying a little bit of that kind of thinking, like avoiding high-risk behavior, avoiding high-risk areas, and so on and so forth, can go a long way to ensuring that, you know, you'll never be, or not necessarily ensuring, but reducing the risk that you'll ever be subjected to violent crime. Nothing can guarantee it, but you can definitely reduce the odds, if that makes sense.
Mitigate it. While I'm thinking about it, while I'm thinking about it, next week on Thursday and Friday, due to the holidays, I'm going to be letting them run a replay. So would you be available Wednesday evening?
I sure would.
Okay. I will email you about that. That way you'll know when I'm hitting you what's happening Wednesday evening instead of Thursday evening, because I may want to imbibe on the eggnog on Thursday and Friday. I don't know. Alien Gear Holsters, you can find the blog right there on their homepage. There you'll find Sam's stuff, Bigfoot Gun Belts, same thing. They have a blog page, excellent stuff. Some of the best, I mean, the blog was what led me to Alien Gear in the first place, just the blog. I kept seeing the articles, kept seeing Sam's stuff up there. This is all good stuff. It's all concealed carry oriented. This is the way to go. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. We'll talk again Wednesday. Hour number three is coming up. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.